It is, I'm intrigued by this tonight because it's something I've only done quite recently. Now, I am a little younger than I look, right? I'm 34, right? Thank you. I can only hope that the microphones picked up the cackling woman's laugh of derision. You're not. You've been telling this story for a while. Yeah. I genuinely am 34. Let's put it this way. Have you ever seen the show Honey, We're Killing the Kids? Incredible show, right? They go around to the houses of parents who aren't very good at being parents, right? It's probably the discreet way of putting it, right? People who feed their kids lard and then wonder why they aren't getting up in the morning, right? And they bring them to a sealed room and they show them like a computer image of what the child will look like at the age of 40, right? And they go, bing. And the boy always looks like me. Every week, they just put up a giant picture of my face. And the parents recoil in horror. The mother can't even look at it. The father shields her. Don't look, darling. You don't want to see your son like this. Who could live like that? And the BBC woman goes, I know, it's a horrific image. But surely he has to walk around with a bell shouting, unclean, unclean. It's the most irritating. Every week, bing, a big picture of me, right? Every week, this hideous future of the child, where the child is like, you know, miserable and fat and bald. And then the parents go out feeling terrible, and then they give them a couple of carrots for about 3 weeks, and they go out on bicycle trips around the countryside, and they all have a much better lifestyle. And then they bring the parents back in again, and they do another, this is what your child will look like now. Bing! And suddenly the child is smiling, at 40, is slim, and miraculously is not bald. Somehow, a couple of carrots have cured the child's genetic male pattern baldness. And every week the parents accept this. The bald father goes, oh, thank heavens, he's got his hair back. Never goes, whoa, wait a minute here. I'm bald, the fecker's going to be bald. There's nothing he can do about it. He's doomed to baldness. No amount of carrots and bicycle trips are good. Why don't you just make him Hispanic if you're going to feck around, right? If the whole point is just that, well, screw the science, let's just scare the shit out of the parents, why don't you just go, bing, and have the parents go, Jesus, where did he get the eye patch? And the gunshot wound. And is my daughter missing an ear? How did that happen? And the BBC woman go, oh, she lost the ear in a fight with a bear in a bar in Minsk. You're a terrible parent. It's just one of these shows where they send around somebody to life coach people whose lives aren't going very, like Super Nanny, right? Where the Super Nanny walks in and goes to the child, now you can't do that, and does the parent, listen to how the child is responding to the tone of my voice. And you're going, no, it's not. It's responding to the fact that you're a big stranger in the house with a camera crew shouting at it. And the kid's going, Jesus, who the fuck is this woman, right? Or that one on Channel 4, that hideous wench, that cow, McKeith. Are you familiar with You Are What You Eat, my friend? It's an incredible television show hosted by a whiny, naggy, bony seed pimp bitch. Who goes onto the homes of morbidly obese people, who we are introduced to in a slow motion video package, where they're pictured walking across uneven ground. Or on a rope ladder of some description. Something hideously unflattering. And then Gillian, as their visual, shows them a table of all the food they've eaten in the last week. A table heaving, creaking, groaning under the weight of pies and curries and chips and beer. And Gillian points to the table and goes, look at it! Look at it. This is what you ate in the last week. And the fat person looks at it. And their face is a mixture of pride. And lust. As if, you know, did I eat all that? I did it all again. But they don't get to eat that. They get the next week's table, which is an empty table with an apple sitting in the middle of it. And they don't even get the apple. They get to jump at the apple and it's lifted slightly above them. Ah, give us the apple, you boy. She nags them thin for 6 weeks. And that's not even the worst part of it, my friend. The worst part of it can be summed up with one word. What is that worst part of that show? The poo! They analyse their poo. For no obvious diagnostic value whatsoever. Have we any doctors in the room tonight? Few doctors around. Doctor, can you confirm to me, is there any value whatsoever diagnostically in examining these people's poo? No, because we don't get any interesting results. We just get the woman coming back from the lab going, we've analysed your poo, it turns out you're eating too much. And then she hides in their fridge for 6 weeks, and every time they want a snack, she comes out with icicles on her nose going, nah, you can't have a snack, close the door. The bit that irritates me about is the bullshit science that she comes up with, though, because whatever, there is a science to nutrition, there is technical information about you that needs to be get across. She just makes stuff up, I think. She just, there's some stuff about different vibrational energies for food and food of different colours and all this yada yada. She might as well just say, eat broccoli, because in broccoli there live imps that will climb out of the broccoli at night and mine the fat off your arse. If you are what you eat, she's eating a feckin' shrew.